There we go. Hey, how y'all doing? Back for part two. I have a little more news to read in a little bit, but I guess we could start with a little music. How about some Captain Beefheart for y'all?
Abracadabra, say she's a witch. Shit ass Charlie, ain't that a bitch? Abracadabra, all that's rich. Witch goddess of Lancashire Boulevard. Cover my entire bodice with Avon Collagna. And drive me to some relative's house in East L.A. Just till my skin clears up. Turn it to Channel 13. And make me watch the rubber tug when it comes out. From the puffed and flabulent Mexican rebel goods mask, it's time they show the Bernaca. Make me buy the flosser. Make me grow brainiac fingers. But with more hair. Make me kiss your turquoise jewelry. Emboss me! Rub the hot front part of my head with rigid unguents! Give me boss relief! Cause the dance is me on my way! I promise you're going to hit! Take me with you. Don't you want any of these?
We are here. We're with Aini Allah. We're on his rubber selfie. Selfie. انا نبغيك عيني انا نبغيك متمه
ويا ايه شفته في الظلمة قسم لي خاطري لله انا نبغيك عيني انا نبغيك دلالي
ترجمة
That was the Chambers Brothers doing Time Has Come Today. And before that was Chaba Fadela doing Neselfik, which means you are mine. And before that was Debra Kadabra live, as done by the Captain Beefheart Band. God rest the man's soul. Anyway, I had a bit of an article here. Thought you might take some interest in, all of you music buffs out there in music buff land. All you buff types. Anyway, this is from the Los Angeles Times business section. It's kind of old, from the first week of May, Saturday, May 7th. Company Town, Warner Music could become buyer. Once its $3.3 billion buyout is approved, the firm may bid for Britain's EMI Group. By Alex Pham. Seems like I read something by him earlier. Now that Warner Music Group Corp. has agreed to be sold for $3.3 billion to Access Industries, is a duet in the works with EMI Group? Warner's all sale, all cash sale. Warner's all cash sale. What are you going to do with $3.3 billion? Think we could throw a party with that? To the New York-based oil and media conglomerate, announced Friday, puts Access Industries founder Len Blavatnik in the pole position to bid for EMI, the world's fourth largest music company. Numerous industry analysts said EMI is widely expected to be put up for sale later this year by its owner, Citigroup Incorporated. EMI is owned by Citigroup. I would think that the next step for Warner is to buy EMI, said Ted Cohen, managing partner at TAG Strategic, a media consulting group based in Hollywood. Cohen, who has held senior executive positions at both Warner and EMI, said a combination of the two companies could be a very smart move. Where Warner is weak, EMI is strong. Where Warner is strong, EMI is weak. The two are very complementary, end quote. A spokesman for Access Industries declined to comment on Blavatnik's plans for Warner once the deal, approved Thursday by Warner's board, closes in late summer or early fall as expected. Now that he owns one, it puts him strategically to be the front runner for EMI because he can pull out more costs by combining the two, said Laura Martin, an analyst with Needham & Company. Warner, whose artist roster includes Metallica, Bruno Mars, Muse and Zach, Brown Band, has a healthy slice of U.S. acts where EMI is relatively weak. But EMI is solidly entrenched in Europe, particularly in Britain, where the company is based. Combining the two companies would create a tight three-way race among the among the world's largest music companies, said David Bakula, Senior Vice President for Entertainment Analytics at Nielsen Company, a media research firm. Within the U.S., Warner had a 19.7 share of the music market in terms of the number of albums sold from January 1st to May 1st, according to Nielsen. Together with EMI's 9.2 share, the combined companies would be neck and neck with Universal Music Group's 27.9% share and Sony Music Entertainment's 30.5% share. Warner's sale deal comes at a challenging time for the record industry, whose revenue has been ravaged in the last decade by piracy and a proliferation of legal but free alternatives, including online radio services such as Pandora and Slacker, and yours truly, www.killradio.org. By the way, music sales in North America, not including royalties paid to publishers and songwriters, declined 44% in the last 5 years to $7.35 billion in 2010 from $13.05 billion in 2005, according to PricewaterhouseCoopers. Nielsen this week provided a glimmer of hope for the music industry, announcing that U.S. music sales from January 1st to May 1st rose 1.4% from 145.7 million albums, up from 143.7 million last year after years of steady decline. Blavatnik, who sat on the board of Warner Music from 2004 to 2008 and continues to have a 2% share in Warner, is said to be intimately familiar with the industry's travails as well as Warner's challenges. New York-based Warner posted a 6.7% decline in revenue to just under $3 billion in its fiscal year that ended September 30, down from $3.2 billion a year earlier. Its net loss widened to $143 million last year, up from 100 million. Blavatnik is not an idiot, Bakula said. That's reassuring. If he's willing to invest $3.3 billion, it says that the music industry still has value. Blavatnik, 53, was ranked the world's 80th richest individual by Forbes magazine in 2011 with an estimated fortune of $10.1 billion, made primarily from trading oil and natural resources. His company, Access Industry, also has holdings in a handful of media companies, including Icon UK, spun off from Icon Group, a Los Angeles-based movie company partly owned by Mel Gibson. Access also has stakes in Amedia, Russia's largest producer of television shows, and RGE Group, an Israeli TV firm, among other companies. Well, go figure. With his winning bid for Warner Music, Blavatnik edged out more than a dozen other suitors, including brothers Tom Gores and Alec Gores, Sony Music Entertainment, supermarket magnate Ron Burkle, Live Nation Entertainment, and investment firm Kohlberg, Kravis & Roberts, whose unsolicited offer late last year in partnership with German music company Bertelsmann kicked off the auction process. The deal calls for Warner shareholders to receive $8.25 per share, a 34% premium over the company's average stock price over the last 6 weeks. The company said it's also 75% higher than Warner's closing price on January 20, the day before news of the sale leaked out. Psst. Well, there you go. Didn't know Warner Music was such a whore, huh? Anyway, back to the music.
See my doctor, had my fortune read. He took a look, shut the book, This is what he said. He said, you're too hot to touch.
Too hot.
You're just too hot.
Too hot.
Too hot to touch.
Too hot.
You're too hot to touch.
Too hot.
I'd like to help you out, son, but you had too much fun.
Too hot to touch. Went to see my attorney. I was looking for relief. He got the mail and he paid my bill. This is what he said. He said, you're too hot to touch.
Too hot.
Just too hot.
Too hot.
That's an indicated problem.
Too hot.
You're too hot to touch.
Take two of these and call me in the morning.
I'd like to help you out, son, but you had too much fun.
Too hot to touch.
I ain't never had too much fun.
To touch. So I thought maybe I would travel. You know how it is when your hometown feels a little small. You need to make that getaway. Let your mind unravel. I decided to have myself a natural ball. I had to get out of Memphis. Bluff City, don't you know? Cause I couldn't dig in, couldn't get down. Was Jive Town. They didn't dig the blues in those days. When they tore down Beale Street, I knew I had to make my move. Cause I was too hot, just too hot to touch.
I'd like to help you out, son, but you had too much fun.
Too hot to touch.
Up to Chicago, laid my burden down. Come on in, blues ain't no sin. You can settle down. Too hot to touch.
Too hot.
You're just too hot.
Too hot.
Too hot to touch.
Too hot.
You're too hot to touch.
Too hot.
Sugar bee, sugar bee.
people. Well, that was Canned Heat doing Sugar Bee. I don't know. Maybe you notice I'm playing a lot of harmonica songs today. I don't know why. It just happened. Before that was Charlie Musselwhite doing Too Hot to Touch and Juke. And that was all I played in that set. Before that was Chambers Brothers' Time Has Come Today. And, you know, I did all that stuff. But anyway, I was playing Sugar Bee because I found this article in the paper about bees. So I thought I'd read it to y'all. It's from the LA Times. It's old. From first week of this month, Saturday, May 7th. It's Sandy Banks' column. It says, give credit where it's due and hug a bee today. The swarms may be scary, but we couldn't get along without them. Sandy Banks. I've grown accustomed to the bugs that flit around my desk at home while I write. You have to imagine I'm a college-educated black woman. You have to understand. They're the buddies of my office mate, a puppy who snaps straddling the doggy door with his head propping open the plastic flap to outside. That's an open invitation to insects sweltering in our valley backyard. Rio spends entire back afternoons chasing down the flies that venture inside. But Rio didn't know what to make of the buzzing that greeted us on the hottest afternoon of the year last week. Bees, lots of bees, in the hallway, the bathroom, in the office, moving as if they were in a stupor, hovering in the air while I swatted them down. They milled against the windows and patio doors, and for each one I killed, two more seemed to show up. I flung open the door to the garage, bent on getting the insect spray, and felt like I'd stumbled into a horror movie. Swarms of bees, hundreds it seemed, buzzed frantically just above my head in the corner near my water heater. I did what any reasonable person would do. I slammed the door shut, ran to a computer, and Googled bee removal, San Fernando Valley. I'm an animal lover and a green-leaning gal. But still, I was surprised by what I saw online. There were a couple of extermination offers, but most listings sounded like the work of Wild Kingdom supporters. Saving bees is our business, said one. Don't kill those bees, urged another. Bee removal and relocation, most promised. We save and remove hives. I wasn't trying to relocate the little buggers. I just wanted them out of my garage. I called the outfit that offered emergency service at no extra charge. A bee removal expert would be at my door at sunrise, he promised. In the meantime, he warned, don't open that door, as if. I expected an oddball guy in beekeeping garb, a hood, long sleeves, some sort of Ghostbuster equipment to smoke them out. Instead, I got Max, a chatty young man in a tank top and shorts who'd been running from call to call. Bee removal firms are working overtime now because bees are as busy as, well, bees. Pollination demands soar in the spring, so bee colonies split up and spread out, searching en masse for new homes, seeking refuge from the heat. High temperatures melt the honey they make. Bees love building inside of chimneys and walls. They'll find a quarter-inch hole and make a beeline for it. Once they mark a space in your home with their pheromones, you might as well hand them the deed to your property. Getting rid of the family apidae isn't easy or cheap. It can run into the thousands of dollars if walls have to come down and hives pulled out. But why all the obsession with keeping bees safe? Because humans couldn't exist without bees. Those vegetables at the farmer's market, the lemons on my backyard tree, the roses ringing my front lawn, all courtesy of pollination by bees. They kind of had a bad image, said El Adrisi, whose company Bee Friendly is one of the largest in California. They donate the hives. They remove to local beekeeping operations. Anything that can sting you, hurt you, send you to the hospital, maybe possibly kill you, you can think of that as the enemy, he said. But when they swarm, like those bees in my garage, they're not about to attack us, he said. They're just protecting the queen inside. They twirl around her, keeping her safe, because if she's damaged or injured or dies, the whole colony dissipates and fails. The queen is the colony's mother, and the most crucial mission in bee removal is to save the queen from harm. When we take a swarm, we don't get all the bees. Some are out collecting pollen or water. When they come back and realize the hive is gone, they cluster up in the size of a baseball, attach themselves to a wall, and stay there together until they die off. They can't join another colony because they won't be accepted, Idrisi said. There's nothing we can do to save them. That's the natural cycle of life and the collateral damage of ridding ourselves of something that's both a necessity and a nuisance in human lives. My garage apparently didn't make the cut as a suitable place for hive to set up. When Max walked in, there were no bees around. He peered inside the walls, poked through boxes, scoured the floor around the water heater where I'd spotted them. I was beginning to wonder if I dreamed at all when he spotted a clump of dead and dying bees plastered against the window on my garage door. The bees I had seen probably were scouts looking for a place to set up shop. They were buzzing around the top of my water heater because it offered shade, seclusion, and water. Some had made their way inside through tiny holes around the pipes. When their instincts drew them toward the light, they popped out inside my home through gaps in my recessed lighting. He found no hive, no hidden bees. They'd probably moved on not long after I called. The dozens of tiny bodies we found were bees that died trying to find a way out. They flew toward the windows, he said, and exhausted themselves trying to get out. He reached down and plucked one from the floor. His voice took that tone I used with my puppy. Come on, little guy. It stirred, barely alive. And I knew that it's irrational, but I felt guilty for wanting them gone. Oh, Sandy Banks, you're such a humanitarian, such an apiarian. We're all so proud of you. Oh, well, so much for that. Here, let's try this.
Oh, You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. Same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, well, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody.
It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days. Now that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Yes, sir. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactional. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Zippity, you're a doo-dah in a minute.
Feeling, feeling this way.
How about a hummer?
Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It is the truth. It's actual. Huh? Why is that bluebird? Everything is satisfactory.
I'm getting my zippity even as we speak.
Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Oh, zippity your own doodah.
He's 5 foot two. And he's 6 feet four. He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Lobau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from here and there, and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put the end to war.
Yeah.
sorry about that. Hey, sorry about that great volume drop there. This is Not So Shy John. I'm coming to actually to the end of my show. I've done 2 hours past with you all, 2 1-hour sets. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you were somewhat enlightened and entertained. And, let me read back that set to you. Okay, started with, after the Sandy Banks column was So Low Down by Lester Butler in 13. Followed by You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You, as sung by Dean Martin. And I was thinking about that song. You know, the funny thing about that song is it makes me into a nobody, I guess. That's call me Mr. Nobody, because I am the biggest nobody you ever met. Anyway, to go on. Then we had, from Song of the South, Zippity Doo Dah. And I always wondered what that meant. And, when you feel so good that a song just jumps out of your lips, Zippity My Doo Dah Baby. Anyway, Donovan doing Universal Soldier. And then we had Homo Truck Driving Man. I don't know where that came from. No idea. And then the Dropkick Murphys doing If I Were a Carpenter. I started getting into occupational type jobs. You know, If I Were a Carpenter, Homo Truck Driving Man, you know, and Universal Soldier. And then the Workers Song, also by the Dropkick Murphys. They're a working class, working man's kind of band, you know. And this, of course, is No Quarter, as done by the String Quartet, tribute to Led Zeppelin. And with that, I guess I'm probably at the end of my rope here. But it's been fun. It's been way fun. Been kind of lonesome. But that's kind of the way my life has been lately. Kind of lonesome, you know, looking for love in a world that ain't got none. Looking for love around women that forgot how, just straight up forgot how, can't even love themselves, much less anybody else. Danielle. Can't even love themselves. Oh, well. Or maybe that's all they love and nothing else. Whole lot of people like that in the world, too. So much love to give.